Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with
No,
June
thanks.
Riley? Are you sure you will take just a few minutes? It's a very important survey and your opinions are needed. Can you please help us out?
Survey about what?
It's a survey about the upcoming election for president, Congress, and other offices, and also about important issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your help. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or
No.
television? And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
No.
Okay, is there
I
another
am
registered voter
registered.
at home?
Yeah, there's somebody else here.
But are you 21 or older?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president and Congress and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity? White, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American
the
Indian,
second.
Mixed race? African-American, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
72.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Is a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Just four issues. The first one is fighting inflation and improving the economy. From 0 to 10, how important?
8.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
9.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
And the last one, eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Eliminating what?
Food deserts in our communities.
Eliminating desserts.
Food deserts. Food deserts in our community.
I say 5.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I would say staying about the same.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Okay. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two, okay? I have heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, alcohol, cigarettes, marijuana, and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opiates and fentanyl, or vaping?
I can choose up to two. Well, the first one.
Okay. And now I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Strongly agree with that?
Somewhat agrees?
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly
agree. And now I'd like to ask you rate your familiarity, with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Just three. The first one is heat-not-burn tobacco products. Are you very familiar with that, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
Electronic cigarette or vapes? Very familiar with the product, somewhat, or not at all?
Very familiar.
Okay. And the last one, oral nicotine pouches. Are you familiar with oral nicotine pouches? Not at all, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your help. We're 65% now. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I have 4 options. The first one is the introduction of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market. The second one, more education and anti-tobacco advertising. And the last 2, cost of smoking has gone up, or more government restriction and bans.
The second.
Okay, more education and anti-tobacco advertising. And this is basically the last part. I'm going to read you 2 statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternative to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Or the statement B. Statement B says the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So which of these statements do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
And somewhat more, or strongly?
Somewhat.
Just somewhat, okay? And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? What do you think? Much more, somewhat less, or much less harmful?
I would say somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay? And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco, and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Just 3. The first one, when someone is overdosing on opiates, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opiate death every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiates, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, or not agree at all? From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, and the last 2. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trust sources like doctors and nurses. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
9.
And the last one. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we're not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. From 0 to 10?
7.
7. Okay. Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African American community. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, cigars, yes or no?
Never smoked in my life.
Okay, but electronic cigarettes or vapes?
Never.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Never.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Never.
Okay. I'm sorry, I need to read everything verbatim, but just three more, okay? Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
What?
Pipe tobacco, yes or no? In the past 30 days?
Never.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
Never.
And the last one, cigarettes. Traditional
never
cigarettes.
Never in my life.
Okay. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or
divorced.
Widow? And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Yes or no? And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle class.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
What was that?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? No. Okay.
No.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
You too. You're welcome.
Bye.